This audio was recorded at the 10th anniversary remembrance in honor of those still incarcerated at Guantanamo. The meeting was jointly organized by Cage Prisoners, Reprieve, and the Islamic Human Rights Commission, and was held in London's Conway Hall on Wednesday, the 11th of January, 2012. The meeting began with the recording of a song and a live chant from the Quran, both by former detainees. The meeting and speakers were introduced by Victoria Britton.
Conway Hall. for this evening of remembrance and respect for the 171 men still held in the lawless zone of Guantanamo Bay, and also for the many prisoners who have passed through that place in the last 10 years. Several of them, many of them, are here with us tonight, and a particular welcome to them this evening is theirs. There would have been more of them, but you can imagine that visa problems proved insurmountable in some cases. The Quran recitation that you've just heard was done by one of the former prisoners, a Moroccan-Belgian, Moussa Zamouri, who was released from Guantanamo in 2005. And the Nasheed song that you heard while you were sitting down just before was sent by another one, who is from Bahrain, Abu Suleiman, and he's very, very famous in the Arab world for his Nasheed songs, particularly the ones about Guantanamo Bay, and some iconic songs that he's written about that terrible victim of the war on terror, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, the Pakistani neuroscientist who was sentenced to 86 years in an American prison. A verdict which American lawyers who watched the case described as absolutely shocking, shocking, a travesty. You're going to hear a lot more about injustice this evening. And I believe that each of us will leave this evening with a different idea about our individual moral responsibility to do more than any of us have ever done to end the horror that is Guantanamo Bay. And it's nice that this hall is full, but we're far from alone in our act of remembrance. In Guantanamo Bay, the prisoners have done a 3-day hunger strike, and some of them are doing sit-downs. In Kuwait today, there was a very large demonstration outside the American embassy led by the father of a prisoner who's still there. Khalid Al-Awda is the father's name. Fawzi is the son. And by other former prisoners. And in the United States, there are several dozen men and women dressed in orange suits, each of them representing one individual who is still in Guantanamo Bay. And they've been on a 10-day hunger strike in Washington. Before we start, I want to read you a few words written specially to mark these 10 shameful years by one of the Algerian former prisoners, whose name will be familiar to any lawyers and many others of you. It's on one of the most important pieces of litigation that was taken against former President Bush. The former prisoner's name is Lakhdar Boumediene. And this is what he wrote about his torture. "These are things I do not want to write about. I want only to forget. I do not like to think about Guantanamo. The memories are filled with pain. But I share my story because 171 men remain there. Among them is Belkacem Ben Saya, who was seized with me in Bosnia and sent to Guantanamo with me. Now, I know that every former prisoner who's here tonight shares exactly these same feelings. All of them are here despite their own pain, despite their own wish to forget, because of those 171, who include, of course, their dear friends. Let the rest of us who will never know this pain honor them for their dignity, their courage, and their loyalty to those 171.